This is John Martinka, and my guest today is Terry Poliak with Inspirity, and Terry will be telling us about Inspirity. This is another in the ongoing series of the Getting the Deal Done podcast series, and it is geared towards business owners and advisors, wannabe business owners, and is a mixture of other owners giving tips and professionals giving their advice. So Terry, welcome.
Thank you, John.
Tell us a little bit about Inspirity, a little bit about the company, what you do, etc.
Okay, I'll be happy to. So I'll give you kind of a high level overview, a little bit of specifics, and the reason why I love this company. So Inspirity started 1986. Just like most other companies, a couple guys with an idea. These are two entrepreneurs. They had actually sold their last company, kind of took a break, got back together and said, okay, let's start another company. Now, the hardest thing they had to do was actually convince their family they were going to start another company, right? Being an entrepreneur is mortgage everything you got, work 60, 80 hours a week, don't get paid for a couple of years. And so once they got done convincing their family they're going to start another business, they said, okay, let's figure out what we did in our other businesses. Let's figure out how to make a really good business. So this is Paul Sarvadi and his partner, Jerry McIntosh. And they said, okay, in our other companies, what we wanted to do was take care of our people. So let's create the best company. Let's create a company that takes care of their people, trains them very well, gives them good benefits, gives them great succession planning. At the end of the day, if we do a really good job taking care of our employees, they're going to take care of our customers. Our customers will end up taking care of our bottom line. Everybody wins. They said, okay, let's do that. Then they said, okay, well, what are we going to do with this company now that we've figured out what we're going to, the company itself? So they're brilliant. They came up with the concept of a PEO, a professional employer organization. And Inspirity has two comprehensive solutions, HCM solutions, human capital management solutions, one of them being the co-employment PEO model. And the basics of a PEO is that we really have this relationship with small to medium-sized business owners. And I mean, literally small to medium size. So starting off with about 10 employees to about 5,000, but the main area I work in is from about 10 employees to about 149. If we averaged our average client over the course of the United States, because we're a national company, the average size client has about 20 employees. Now, and then Inspirity, an HR outsourcing company, we help the best small to medium-sized businesses manage their most important asset, their people. So when it comes to the people, there's an entire ecosystem that comes into play. You know, 401k, benefits, payroll, leadership development, training, compliance, onboarding. I could go on. But at the end of the day, what we're doing is helping to build, implement, and execute an effective HR strategy so that the owner can focus on running and growing the business rather than the back office. Because what typically happens, a small business, they don't get in business to do payroll, taxes, benefits, compliance. They get into business to sell a product, serve the market, perhaps it's a nonprofit. So what they typically find when they start the business is whatever it is they're selling is doing pretty well. And then they go, oh, gee, we got to hire somebody. Then after they get hiring the same people with the same last name and their college buddies, they run out of those people. Then they have to get into the business of compliance, regulations, benefits, taxes. So that's where we come in. As a PEO and in co-employment, we basically use our federal EIN number. We become the employer of record based on the IRS. The employer, ABC company, hires, fires, manages any way they want, but now they have us giving them strategic help as well as taking risk and liability in their business because we are recognized by the IRS for payroll taxes and everything else as the employer of record. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. So are there specific industries you like or don't like?
You know, that's a great question. So what we're really doing in the PEO industry and the way we do it, right now, there's actually about 750 companies in the country that call themselves PEO, but none of them actually do it the way we do it. The way PEO law is written, we can't make money on healthcare, for example. We're not in a healthcare broker, yet we can save you 7 to 10% on your healthcare because by the virtue of us being the employer of record, you're joining our group that exists nationwide, and we have healthcare as part of that group. So right off the bat, that 7 to 10% can help reduce our fee so that we can then move ahead with what we're doing in giving you a high service team, a high technology, and all the benefits of a very large company. Because we have that relationship with over 10,000 businesses across the United States, together with the employees of those businesses and their dependents who are in our healthcare plans, gives us an effective group size of about 300,000 to 500,000 belly buttons. So now, as a small business with, say, 10, 20 employees, you can have the same type of benefits as a very large company. High training, discounts on things from cell phone bills to travel and buying cars and everything else in between. And the most important thing is a service team, dedicated fractional use of a service team, 6 individuals, everything from a safety specialist, a HR specialist, a payroll specialist. And in addition, me as a certified business performance advisor, I'm not a quote unquote salesman. I'm an advisor to help you decide if this is a right solution for you or not. But I don't leave either. I'm always here. And since I am very well connected in the community, I'm here to help the business in other things. So if they say, you know what, I'm thinking of selling my business, guess what? I can connect them to John, right? Because we stay in touch with them for the long term.
Okay. So what are a couple situations you've run into with prospective clients and how you were able to solve the problem?
I'll give you a really good example. We signed a client on just before COVID hit. So back in February of last year. And they actually were a company that dealt in the health market. They took care of fishing fleets. So let's say a triage on a crabber in the Bering Sea. They call up and say, hey, we just have a crew member who got burned. What do we do? So they hook them up with a doctor. The doctor does a triage. Then from there, they decide, what do we do? Can you take care of that person from the boat? Or do you have to go into port? Or is it more urgent that we call the Coast Guard and arrange a pickup and that sort of thing? Well, then, since they already had a doctor or a medical experience, they got into the COVID testing experience. They grew from 10 employees, I believe, when they started to now 50. Now, as you know, and I think a lot of our audience knows, the thing that can hurt a business very quickly is expansive growth and quick growth. And so with us in place, they had a team of experts and departments of people behind them and 34 years of experience in human capital management. So hiring to retiring, everything from training, onboarding, payroll, and everything else that goes along with it. I talked to them a couple weeks ago and asked how they're doing, because of course we stay in touch with our clients. They said, we don't know what we would have done without you. You can't imagine trying to do an expansive growth like that without having a formal HR department. Well, hiring a formal HR department is one way to do it, but having fractional use of a department of people, plus having the 34 years of experience and all the benefits of a very large company, allows you to attract, retain, maintain, develop, and reward employees better than you can on your own. So you can keep focused on growing your business rather than the back end.
So Terry, my friends in any kind of risk management field tell me there are two areas that are on the top of the list every business owner should be wary of. One is cybersecurity, which we read about every day, about on the news. The other is employment practices. Mm-hmm. Talk to my audience about how you help with employment practices to keep companies out of trouble.
That's a great question. And actually, it's one of the real benefits of using one of our solutions, the co-employment PEO model, which we call workforce optimization. Because remember, in that one, we're using our federal EIN number and we're the employer of record. So for payroll taxes and everything else, it goes along with it. However, it also goes on to, we provide an employer practices liability insurance policy and defense. So if there was a wrongful termination suit, for example, you know, this is an at-will state, and yet doesn't mean you can't hire an attorney to sue your employer. And if you get sued for wrongful termination, sexual harassment, racial discrimination, any EEOC tort, we're actually named, Insperity is actually also named in the lawsuit. Remember, we're the employer of record for that. So we take over and take care of the employment liability management. We take care of the lawsuit. We have a very good track record because we have a whole department of folks that handle it. So on average, I believe if a lawsuit like that went to full settlement through the court system, the average lawsuit gets settled for a large amount of money, let's say a couple $100,000. Well, what does that do to a small business? That hurts a lot. And the way we do our, remember I said we have about 10,000 businesses that are in our workforce optimization solution. We get about 15 phone calls a week from them saying that they're having some sort of issue in employer liability. We settle 85% of those calls for $0 by mitigating, by training, by having a discussion. Those that do go to some settlement, we actually settle for around under $20,000. So it's a real difference between $20,000 and $200,000 or so.
Now, do you do work before there's a problem to counsel companies on what to do with practices, and if there's a employee that's not, you know, performing to expectations, or a disruptive employee of any kind?
Yeah, this is a partnership. This is really a client and a client partnership. So what we're doing, if we're going to be taking risk and liability in a company, we're actually looking at them just like they're looking at us. Is this a good fit for us? We're also looking at them. Are they a good fit for our risk pool? Because in effect, we're managing a very large risk pool. So if they have a high workers comp mod, for example, we're probably not going to let them in the pool. In this state, in Washington, we can take actually more risk because the state of Washington actually does the workers comp through the Department of L&I. In the rest of the nation, except for three other states and Washington, which are monopolistic states, use workers comp policy. So in that case, we're the ones that are actually allowing them to come in if they're a good risk for the risk pool. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So the way we do that is we're very careful on who we bring in, but it's also a real benefit. So when we start the relationship, we basically put a plan together. We sit together with them and say, okay, first of all, let's figure out all the gotchas. In other words, the things that you could be at risk for, let's mitigate those. Let's put plans in place. Let's make sure the employee handbook is done correctly. Job descriptions, comp analysis, perhaps there's DISC surveys. How do people work together? And then with the plan in place, as they come up with an issue, they talk to us. They say, hey, I'm having an issue with this supervisor and this employee. What can we do to make it better? And then we can put things in place, for example, because we have a performance management specialist that is dedicated to that company. And they can use part of the library of over 5,000 Skillsoft courses, 20,000 downloadable eBooks, and they can put plans and classes together in order to make a better working environment. At the end of the day, what you're really looking at is higher productivity, lower turnover, and a culture by design, not by default.
Okay. I know you are out in the community a lot. You're networking quite a bit. What are the best types of people that refer you business? And for anyone listening and they're thinking, hey, this sounds pretty interesting, what should they be thinking of as they consider a PEO?
Yeah. Well, we actually have two solutions. One is the co-employment PEO model, which is called workforce optimization. And the other one is a more traditional HR solution where they take the risk and liability. It's a high technology solution with an HRIS system, but also has our characteristically high touch, high touch of real people to be a dedicated service team, an HR a solution specialist, a payroll specialist, a benefits specialist. So either one of those solutions. So what I really look at is to say, professional services, young, professional, managerial, high tech, light industry, nonprofits. We do a lot of work in the nonprofit areas as well. But you're really looking at, for the PEO model, it's those that say, I value my employees as my best asset. And that's really it. Because a small company, they're already probably doing a lot of that, but they don't have the benefits. They can't have cost containment on our benefits like we can provide. Because again, if you're joining our group, the cost containment is there because we're managing on who comes into the group. So our average increase in healthcare, for example, compounded over the last decade is under 3.68%, which you can't get in the open market.
And based on everything you have said so far, I am assuming you're pretty much industry agnostic.
Yes. Yep. Let me put it this way, kind of a fun way to do it. If they're below the ground, if they're flying on airplanes or on the water, they're probably not going to be into our co-employment PEO model, because again, that's a more risky type of environment to be in. But we can use our workforce acceleration solution, the HRIS solution, with a team of experts. Also, that one we can do anything with because the employer's taking the risk and liability. We're not, right? It's a lot of tools as well as personal service in order to get the job done. Payroll, automated payroll, time and attendance system with labor allocations, the whole nine yards, very similar to the co-employment PEO model, but they're taking the risk and liability.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Inspirity? And if not, or after that, tell everybody how they can get hold of you.
Yep. Yeah, I will say this. I have been in a lot of industries. I've owned my own business before. I've helped other businesses with everything from startups and getting money to start businesses with inventions. I've had lots of fun in my life. I'm an old guy, which is great. But one of the things I have never had is a company like this. This is a company that actually believes and lives day by day, how do we help your business the best we can? And it's not just words. It's helping businesses succeed so communities prosper. That's our mission statement. And it's not just marketing speak. I have found this to be the best company I've ever worked for, probably next to working for myself.
Okay. And how to get hold of you?
They can call me at 425-748-7565. You can look me up on LinkedIn, Terry Polyak, and you can find me.
Okay. And just so everyone would know, what's the Inspirity website?
Very easy. Inspirity.com. Inspirity is a combination word of inspiring and prosperity. So Inspirity, Inspirity.com. Lots of great information on there, some great testimonials as well. And they can certainly find me even through the website.
Okay. Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining us. Again, this is the Getting the Deal Done podcast series. And my guest, Terry Polyak from Inspirity. Thanks, Terry.
John, I appreciate it very much.